Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Jim. This is Grace Marie Turner, an original member of your Brain Trust from the Galen Institute, wishing you a very happy 65th birthday and many, many more to come.
This is Steve Forbes. Happy birthday, Jim. You have the wisdom of age, the entrepreneurial outcome of youth. You're an innovative force for good. Keep it up. America needs you more than ever.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, folks. This is, thank goodness, we're coming to the end of this mayhem. This is all part of Kevin, the guy who runs my show every day, and She Who Must Be Obeyed. The two of them got together and conspired to put all this together. So I apologize. Please accept my apologies. I prefer for my birthday to go under the radar. And Ray, for 16 years, pretty much except for this year, my birthday has been under the radar when I've done my show.
It is not under the radar right now.
No, and thanks to Facebook. God help me. Hey, Ray, thanks.
Hey, But apparently it's not just Facebook here, my friend.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, Ray, let's move on. Let's get some order back, to restore some order here. So, all right, we're talking about the economy. Ray, give us a scoop on the new jobs numbers. And let me stick this in before you do. Folks, I hope you understand something. Never mind 6-point-whatever% unemployment. Never mind U3. Never mind the 1,000 new jobs. Never mind any of that business. There are 60. The labor participation rate in America is 62-point-something%. That is lower than the participation rate in the Carter administration, folks. That's not just a horrible statistic for America. That is a damning statistic for the Obama administration. Ray, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. 62.8%.
That's an indictment. That is an indictment of the Obama economic policy.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen massive amounts of people leave the labor force altogether, and that's 62.8%. We had matched that late last year a couple times, but then you have to go all the way back to 1978 to get any number.
If I were the president, Ray, and I had any economic indicator that approximated a Carter economic indicator, I would go to bed and get in the fetal position.
Yeah, well, yeah, not exactly bright times back then or now. I mean, this has been going on for a long time here, Jim. It's just very very sad in terms of what's been going on with our economy. And you know, you mentioned the unemployment rate, and this is, you know, if you just look at the top line, you see, oh, it went from 6.7% to 6.3%. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, again, you have to get inside the numbers, and it's stunning actually when you look at the 1 month. And these are volatile numbers from month to month, but still, the 1 month drop in the labor force was over 800,000 in April. And when you look at the employment side of that survey, employment actually went down by 73,000. So that entire drop in the unemployment rate was all about, it wasn't about more jobs created, it was all about people leaving the labor force.
Right.
They don't have a job, they're not looking for a job. That's what that number is all about. And that's what people need to understand, that this was not a positive thing in any way, shape,
mm-mm,
or form.
No.
Now, the other survey, there's two surveys. The other survey, the payroll survey, went up by, I think it was 280-something thousand. That's a good number, but the problem is that you have to put it in the context of everything going on here and where our job creation has been. So when you look at that household survey, that's grim stuff, and we shouldn't be celebrating this recent jobs report in any way, shape, or form. It fits in with what's been going on with this economy, quite frankly, to going all the way back to really late 2007, when the recession started.
Fourth quarter 2007.
Right. So we have been grossly underperforming throughout this entire period. You know, we know the story. One of the deepest recessions, and now one of the worst recoveries on
record. Isn't it time, though, for the Obama administration to own what we have? How much longer can they keep saying, yeah, but we were in such a deep recession, yeah, but we'd already done this, yeah, Bush this, Bush that? Isn't it time for them to say, we own this?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I would agree with you. Very early on, they owned it because of the policies that they did coming in. So, you know, just compare it to the last. Listen, we've had two, since the Great Depression, since World War II, we've had two really bad economic downturns. The first one happened in the very late 1970s and very early 1980s, and then what we had recently. What happened after the first time around? We reduced taxes, we put through regulatory relief, and the economy snapped back and grew.
Took off at one
of the greatest paces we've had for a number of years. This time around, we did the opposite, and we're getting the opposite reaction.
Yeah. And more's the pity. Hashtag God help us, Ray. Thanks for being
here. Yeah, absolutely.
Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, is chief economist, I should say, for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later. Thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.